Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mike Blanton, the president and principal with Dalton Carpet One in Athens, Georgia. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about how you guys are reacting to this promotion that's going on with the home centers related to free install. But before we do that, let's talk a little historic perspective. A lot of people would hear Dalton Carpet One think it's in Dalton, Georgia, but it's in Athens, Georgia, which is a couple hundred miles away. And you started this company. You've been the head of it for 39 years now, right?
That's correct. We started back in 1978.
It looks like, delving further, that your mother started a in-home carpet business and you were doing installation during high school.
She did. Uh-huh. She worked as a secretary bookkeeper for a hardwood flooring company for a long time and started doing telephone solicitations or having someone help her do that and setting up appointments. And then she would go out in the evenings with carpet samples and close orders for redoing carpet for a lot of the school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But that was all through my high school career. And then she opened up a carpet store. And I would work with her installers, her subcontracted installers, during the summer times. And so I learned how to learn the basics of carpet installation in high school. That was my summer job.
And now you're one of the more successful Carpet One dealers, and you actually have a major operation. But you really only have one store, isn't that right?
No, we actually have three.
Three, okay.
Three retail locations, one in Athens, one in Gainesville, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And then one in Eatonton, Georgia, which we refer to as the Lake Oconee area.
And actually, one of your employees, David Webb, won our Future Focus Award, one of the up-and-coming young professionals in the business this year. I guess you knew that, didn't you?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. We're real proud of David. David is a real shining star for us and has done a great job so far, and looking forward to a really good future with him.
Another thing I notice is that you have interior designers on your staff. I got to applaud that. That's probably one of the components of your success, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I think we'll get to this in our discussion about home centers. When folks are coming in to redo the flooring in their home, most of them need some help and guidance on color and style and what looks good for them. And having a sales force that's comprised primarily of interior designers, but also having some backup interior designers that are there just for support has really, really helped our business. Also, of course, that's a big deal in the home building business, too. When customers come in to choose their flooring for their new home, having interior designers available gives them a level of confidence that you just don't get any other way.
Let me just ask you one more question before we get into this home center thing. As you look at your stats around your business, how was 2016 and what's your outlook for 17?
Well, 2016 was fabulous. You may know we're also in the hard commercial business, DCO commercial floors.
Mm-hmm.
And as a company, you know, we were up over 20% last year.
That's fantastic.
So it kind of took us a little bit by surprise. We hadn't budgeted for that, so we were stretched thin in a lot of ways last year, from enough people to enough space to just being able to handle all the business. But we were able to get it done, and it was a terrific year. In 2017, we're looking for about a 10% increase. So we're excited about it, and I think the next couple of years holds a lot of promise. There's a lot of opportunities out there in the commercial business as well as in the home building field.
Yeah, well, let me ask you, though, if you put just to talk about retail for a second, how is just the retail business on a year-over-year basis?
Retail's good as well. Retail was up over 15% last year for us. We're having increased walk-in traffic. Our average tickets are up about 15% over the year before. Our closing ratio went down a little bit, but our traffic was up and our average sales were up. So overall, it's been very good.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to this topic, the reason I wanted to talk to you, and that is, we've noticed in November that Home Depot started offering this free install for orders over $700, and there's, mm-hmm. Very little fine print, which means they really mean it. So how do you react to that? Because then Lowe's sees how well Home Depot's do it, and they go and they start doing the same thing. So what are you doing out there in the marketplace to react to that?
Well, I wish I had a magic bullet
to
say this is exactly how to make that work, but I really don't. The biggest thing for us is the majority of the folks that we're doing business with, and this is good for today, but it's a concern for tomorrow, are about 70% of repeat referral customers.
Right.
And so a lot of times they don't even, they don't shop Home Depot or don't look at it. Our average demographic is probably older than the demographic that would buy installed products from Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when we do face it, we just have to concentrate on the service aspect, making sure that we do everything that we say we're going to do, and we do it on a very timely basis, and the customer is just very pleased with the way that the relationship or the conversation or the whole sales presentation has gone and chooses to use us even if we are a little bit higher. When we are higher and the customer brings that up and asks us, well, would you match the price? We typically say, you know, that's not what we do.
Yeah.
We really want you to have an experience that you, you know, can recommend us and appreciate us. And we want you to know we appreciate you and we'll do the very best job we can for you. We may be a little higher, but we're worth it.
Yeah.
So we try to stay that on that vein. Mm-hmm. We will discount. We will, you know, we will get aggressive. But there's just a level that if we go below, it's not worth it. So,
yeah.
But we found most of the time that we can be very competitive and offer a much better experience for the customer.
I'm asking you this question because of something I'm hearing on a national basis. You know, sometimes a line of questioning would get some folks to worry about whether or not this is something to be concerned about. I think a company like you has been around 40 years and has a brand in that section of Georgia. It may be a non-event. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, more so probably than someone in a larger metropolitan area. Our area, our market area, is about 125,000, 130,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not in a real big area, and we're the dominant individual flooring company by far. So we're pretty well known. Our brand is pretty well known. So we do have an advantage there that perhaps we would not have if we were in Atlanta or Charlotte or Dallas, where that wouldn't come into play as much.
Mm-hmm. Was another answer possibly, too, especially since your background, you've been installing flooring since high school. This is not a product that you can just buy and put in yourself. So it's an installed situation, and it's better to have a pro do that, isn't it?
No, absolutely. I preach to my salespeople all the time that you're not really in a sales business. You're in project management.
Yeah.
Once you get the sale closed, that's really when your job starts. From that point, you know, you have to manage that job all the way down the line, manage customers' expectations. And, you know, we have a lot of field people that help manage our installers and make sure the job is done correctly. But as a salesperson, you're managing that project all the way through. And so if you can communicate any of that to the customer and help them understand that, I like to say that when you have a whole house redone, refloored, it's just like moving. I mean, it's a major ordeal.
Right.
It takes professionals, and you're really better off having folks that have control over their crews and their installers as opposed to folks that, you know, really don't even know who's going out to do their installations.
Mm-hmm. All right, one last question, if you don't mind, and that is,
sure.
You know, today most of the money is in that older generation, and so these millennials are coming on. They're starting finally to buy some housing. They are the ones that like to buy things on Amazon. They like to buy on the Internet. What do you think the long term, you know, 10 years out, how are we going to have to change our business, and I'm talking about your independent retail business, to be able to get this millennial to buy from you think?
I know we're going to have to change. I'm not exactly sure what it's going to be. I think as you continue to be open to change, you step down the road, you begin to see what's around the corner and how you need to change. I obviously think it needs to be highly service-oriented. You know, the way we get our customers is sometimes, there are a lot of times the younger customer buys an installed product from a home center, doesn't have the greatest experience, and realizes that the installed products are better purchased from a professional than from independent retailers who've been in the business a long time. We're going to have to continue to do a lot of marketing, digital marketing, and let people know we're out there, advertising price, being aggressive on your advertising, to get people in the door and let them have the opportunity and the experience. Once you've experienced the better quality, it's hard to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just have to get that millennial customer to come into our store as they grow older a little bit. And we believe we can do that through our marketing and through our brand and through staying involved in the community, making sure that all of our people are involved in different organizations around the community, and that gives us visibility so people will give us an opportunity.
And let me add one more thing that you pointed out earlier. Get help from your on-staff interior designers, which is going to mean
absolutely
a better installed project. Yeah. All right, Mike, thanks so much for spending time with us and talking to my listeners. Again, been talking to Mike Blanton, president and principal of Dalton Carpet One in Athens, Georgia, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.